This is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. The City of Toronto has unveiled updates to their winter service plan for the homeless population in the city. Every year, the city updates their plan to accommodate the population and their growing concerns. The city released this year's plan on October 17th, with over 10,000 people in shelters or shelter bridging programs in the city every night. The demand is high. Last year, over 200 people were unable to get shelter during the winter months. For this year's plan, there will be over 650 spaces for people to get out of the cold, with 180 shelters, 170 warming sites, over 200 housing opportunities. Of 275 housing opportunities, roughly 75 units will be new to the system, and 24-hour respite sites. The new plan will go into effect on November 15th through to April 15th. Aaron Whitten, Senior Communications Advisor, says that last year, heating centers were a key part of the plan. Whitten says that last year, warming centers were open for 34 days, with each location being at or near capacity all days they were open. They say,
they knew this year is the threshold at which we'll be activating warming centers. So this year will be the first year that we'll be opening warming centers when temperatures reach -5 degrees Celsius or when Environment Canada issues a winter weather event warning. The temperature threshold was previously -15. So that will be a change this year.
Warming stations are located at 136 Spadina Road, 75 Elizabeth Street, 15 Oliver Avenue, and 885 Scarborough Golf Club Road. In addition to their plan, temperature thresholds have been increased, with warming centers last year only opening at -15 Celsius. Whitten says,
we're a key part of the plan, but I would say that with this new criteria, the warming centers will be open for more days throughout the winter and will probably remain open for longer.
Threshold for other winter relief options have also been lowered compared to last year. Both enhanced outreach and surge spaces will be opening at -15 degrees Celsius.
It's adding space during the winter is just critical to help be able to move people who are sleeping outdoors into indoor space.